Welcome to Ink in Your Veins. I'm your host, Rachel Herron. In this podcast, I talk to authors about the best things they've learned about writing so we can try those things too. I'll keep each episode short so you can get back to writing. Well, hello, writers. Welcome to episode number 431 of Ink in Your Veins. I'm Rachel Herron. Today, I am having an incredible conversation with Jenny Nash. You know Jenny. You love her. If you don't, you will. In a moment, you will know all about her. But we have the most incredible conversation. I have been so pleased that the people that I've been asking to talk to and with about being stuck and getting unstuck have been bringing us answers from all over the place, right? We've been talking about places we've been stuck in the past, places we have gotten ourselves into and gotten ourselves out of. A couple of people have brought us places where we are stuck right now. And Jenny, this is what I love about Jenny. She's like, I'm stuck now. Let's go there. Let's do this. Let's talk about this. And we talk about it. You are going to love this episode. Just as a reminder, these little mini Getting Unstuck episodes are brought to you courtesy of my Kickstarter, which only has 7 days to go, y'all, just 7 days. You can go to rachelherron.com/unstuck to look at what is out there. Remembering that Kickstarter is not a charity site. It's not a GoFundMe. Kickstarter is a sales page, and Kickstarter allows me to offer you things that you will not get anywhere else. Ever. It is the one place you'll get all of these bonuses, coaching, book plates, the retreat, extra books. That's all over there. Eventually, yes, Unstuck, thankfully, will be available everywhere. You will be able to get it at your local bookstore. You'll be able to get it at your local library, which we love. We love a library. But if you would like to support me and get some extra stuff, that's over at the Kickstarter. And I just want to point out that as we are listening, as you listen to Jenny and I talk in a moment here, are you enjoying these episodes because maybe a tiny bit of your gut is telling you that there's a place that you might be a little bit stuck and you may want to figure out how to get unstuck? That is phenomenal. Number one, I am offering coaching. I don't even think I've said that. So if you haven't looked at the Kickstarter page, you wouldn't know this, but I'm offering coaching on getting unstuck. And I just realized that Jenny is an amazing example of what happens when you talk to me sometimes. I don't know if she was, I know she's glad that she talked to me, but that is available over on the Kickstarter, and that probably will never be available again. So that is over there if you would like to look at it. But the other thing I wanted to say is that if your gut is telling you you might be a little bit unstuck, the answers are out there. They're already inside you. You might even know what you need to do. So if you're leaning forward or pushing the headphones even more firmly against your ears to listen to these kinds of conversations, then, my friend, I believe in you. You deserve to get unstuck. You deserve to get yourself into the place that makes you happier and more whole. I can hear my more whole dog running into the backyard with my wife, so I'm going to wrap it up and just say, please enjoy this incredible episode with Jenny Nash. I know that you will. Here we go. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so thrilled to welcome back to the show, my friend. Will you please share your name and pronouns with us?
Jenny Nash, she, her.
Thank you, Jenny. Here's a little bio. Jenny Nash is the founder and CEO of Author Accelerator, a company on a mission to lead the emerging book coaching industry with rigorous training, high standards for certification, and ongoing support for coaches while they launch and build their businesses. Jenny's own clients have landed top agents, six-figure book deals, and spots on the NYT and Wall Street Journal bestseller lists. She is the author of 12 books in 3 genres, including her latest Blueprint for a Memoir, How to Write Memoir for the Marketplace. And you've been on the show. You were on episode 183 and you were on episode 395 not that long ago talking about memoir. And today we're kind of talking about memoir, talking about Unstuck, the memoir that I wrote. And I wanted to know, like on a personal level, Jenny, will you share with us an experience that you have had with feeling stuck of your own making?
Well, when I saw you with this request and this idea, I just instantly said, oh, that's me right now.
Yay, I mean, I love that. Yay.
It is, I didn't even have to go back a minute. I have made a series of decisions, and the way you described that of stuck of your own, you know, your own big ideas, big ambitions, what you thought was so great, all the things, that is just me. And I am right now in it. I'm finishing writing curriculum for a course. It's a certification course. It's my third one in memoir. I knew it would be the hardest memoir, as you and I have discussed on your show and elsewhere, is much harder to write than most people think. It's harder to do well. And in order to build a good certification course, I knew I had to go deep and spend a lot of time. But I've probably been working on this curriculum for more than a year, and hard work for more than a year, on top of all the other things, writing other books, running the business, what have you. And I would say about, I'm going to be generous with myself, 77% of the way finished, and I cannot finish. I am so stuck, and it feels awful.
I hate that feeling. And this is exactly what we're talking about. This is something you want, that you're excited about, that you threw yourself toward with great gusto and enthusiasm. And then you end up looking around going, what am I doing?
So yeah. What was I thinking?
Let's talk about what are you thinking in this moment? What is your why behind doing this?
My why is that it will make a beautiful and complete and elegant business, where instead of telling people, oh, to be certified in memoir, you need to take the fiction and the nonfiction course, and then you need to take this other thing, and then you need to read all these books. It's like, no, make a program. That's what I'm good at. I make a thorough and comprehensive and rigorous program to help people learn how to do this thing. So it completes the trifecta of fiction, nonfiction, and memoir. I have the three books that mirror those three things in they're called Blueprint for a Book. And it's an obvious, natural, and elegant thing to complete my business. And all my whys are really clear and really strong. And what's funny is that I usually point to that to people who are stuck. Let's look at your why. Let's tap back into that. Why did you want to do that? What's your mission? Blah, blah, blah. And it's not working for me.
Well, could I suggest, and you can feel free to come through and punch me in the nose, but it's a beautiful aesthetic answer, but I'm not hearing the emotion behind it.
Let's do it. Okay, the emotion behind it. Probably I feel obligated, actually. Probably there's a sense of obligation, or I should, or that is what's emerging now, and when the pressure's on and the going gets tough.
Have you ever done the Gretchen Rubin four tendencies? Do you know where you land? There's the obliger, upholder, rebel, and the questioner.
Oh, I'm the obliger. Yeah, I have.
Okay, yeah. So that does work for you. Is there a certain reason that you need this to be done now? Could you take 4 months completely off of it? Just throw
it's
it out.
It's funny because in my stuckness, I keep trying to find a way out. I keep trying to say, I could just not finish. Who am I letting down if I don't finish?
You're already serving those people. You have a method to serve those people. You're looking for a more streamlined one, perhaps, but is that necessary at this moment?
Yeah. I have been turning those things over and over in my mind. Maybe it was a bad decision and I should not finish. Maybe I shouldn't finish now. Maybe I should just take more time. Maybe I should just double down and get it done. And, you know, I've all the ideas and the ways and the things that one could do, I've turned over in my mind. And I don't like any of them, which is why I'm stuck.
Have you read Annie Duke's book, Quit?
No, but I'm buying it yesterday.
No, you have to buy it yesterday, read it tonight. I'm not kidding. And it's not, and I'm not even telling you that because I'm saying you should quit doing this because I don't believe that. But she has so much incredible, intelligent conversation around why we do the things we do and the sunk cost fallacy and the shoulds and all of that, that it really, that book kind of, Lord, I think it might be part of the reason we ended up here. Because it just made me question everything. Like, why am I really, really, really doing this? And I believe that this part of your curriculum would be gorgeous and aesthetic and perfect for your business. But maybe it's not perfect at this moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other reason that I'm stuck is that I did a thing, which compounds my stuckness by a whole lot.
Tell
and
me.
The thing that I did was I made a whole series of mistakes. So I will quickly recount some of them. It's so bad. I'm so stuck. That's why when I saw your thing, I'm just like, me, pick me. I announced to my entire community of 220 certified coaches and many hundreds of students in my program and to the public that I was doing this thing, and mm-hmm. that it was coming out in March of 2024. I would like to note that we are past March of 2024. So I told all these people that it was coming, and not just hey, a cool thing is coming, but in March of 2024, we are launching this thing. If you meet these criteria for our certified coaches, you will be able to have this curriculum, consider yourself certified, we'll be opening it to the public. Like, it was a whole thing. And within that announcement, it doesn't sound like it was very fraught. It was very fraught. There were some missteps that I made and my team made, and some miscommunications, and people were angry and they thought that they deserved to have this new curriculum and that others didn't. And so the transition from the not elegant path to the elegant path was really rocky. And
so it has baggage around it.
It's so much baggage.
Yeah.
And the date of launch came and went, but I told myself, well, nobody said that the whole thing would be ready. And this is a year-long course and I can drip it out. Nobody is going to beat me, meaning literally, like,
yeah,
be ahead of the curriculum, that it's not possible. So unless I stop. So my stuckness is compounded by the fact that the clock is ticking and it has been ticking. And so if I don't finish,
Okay. So I have a few things here. Yes, you have, it's more fraught. And I understand that I don't know a lot of the backstory stuff, which sounds like it was difficult and sticky and ick, which gives it a lot more baggage. And I want to add that if there's somebody out there who is looking at the clock, it's April 12th and I still don't have it. They're going to be mad at you for 30 minutes max. They're going to be teeth grittingly mad for 30, and then they're just going to have their day. Is that enough to tear yourself apart? A couple of other things. You've taken no money for this already, right? You haven't signed people up? Or have you?
I have.
That's okay, great.
The other stuckness.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people.
Now I have thought, no, not a lot of people. Okay. I have thought I could give them their money back. That is a thing I could do. I could have thought all the things. I mean, I really have. And I keep landing on the reality that the best way forward is just to finish. I can see the path. I know I can do it. I've done it before. It's in my capacity to finish. I know it will be good. I know all those things, but wow, I have never felt
trapped.
I've never had that as trapped as I feel by the amount of work that it is that I have to do. It's frightening, actually, how trapped I feel. And then this is a podcast, so you can't see me do this, but I'm shaking my hands like get it off me. I want to get out from under it. And I just keep telling myself the only way out is through. That's what I think is real for me. And I'm trying to give myself some grace on timing, as you say. If it's not done in the next 3 weeks, nobody will know, nobody will care. If it's not done in the next 3 months, probably not a lot of people will know or care. So the emotion of the stuckness comes when I think about it's the letting people down. It's the obliger, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, mm-hmm. just to be perfectly clear about the number of people who have bought this course, it's a $4,800 course and mm-hmm. 7 people have bought it. So it's not like 700 people have bought it. It's, mm-hmm. it's a small number of people, but they're strangers to me. And I could say, well, I don't care about them, but I do care about them.
So again, I'm not giving any advice. I'm just throwing out ideas, probably all of which you have thought of, but the times that I have had to get myself out of that particular kind of stuck because I have promised something big to other people, particularly students, if I need to relieve that dread, which is pinning me down so hard that I need to get out of it, and that book Quit helped me a lot, then you could always refund those people and say, I am a person for whom this is my passion. I do not have the passion for this right now. When I have it, which hopefully will be soon, I will complete it. You'll be the first to know, and you'll get it for 75% off as a thank you. At that point. So they're going to get it almost for free, or you could give it to them for free. I mean, what a gorgeous thing would that be? You're like, I'm letting you down. It's going to be free when I put it out. And that's not going to be now. It could be in 6 months. It could be in a year. I don't know when it is, but it's going to be the perfect time because I will not do anything half-assed when I'm not in love with it, period.
Man, I love that. I love that.
I just saw your whole body lighten.
Even just knowing that I could do that and that
also,
I would
do. They would talk about you. It would be you'd be modeling it for them. They'd be like, can you believe this? She needs to do it perfectly her way, the way that she believes in. And she gave us our money back. And I get a free class because of this.
I really love that. I do.
And then you're giving yourself as much time as you need, which could be, it could be 2 months. You're like, oh, now I got it. I'm here. Could be 2 years, whatever.
Well, what's interesting is hearing here, because I've not landed on anything that I felt was a viable option. That feels like a viable option and not a horrible option, and an option that could be a win-win for everyone. And
especially
maybe,
if you talk about it.
Right.
With everybody.
Maybe just knowing that that's an option is going to be enough to help me, you know?
Yeah, that too.
What I can do is look at the calendar and pick a date out there.
I love this.
And say, if I haven't made joyful, significant progress by X date, I'm thinking like a month, mm-hmm. I call it. I put it on my calendar in a big red box.
Yes.
And I say, this is the day I'm announcing a cease and desist
or I'm in love with it. It's one or the other. Annie Duke talks about it in Quit. And I can't remember exactly what she calls it, but they're like Quit parameters that you put on something that you just can't quite decide. You push it off and you say, on this date, this will happen, because your body will take care of the rest. Your body will either fall in love with it and do the work, or your body will say, F off, I'm not doing it. And then you hit the date and there's no more wiggle. It's basically like responding back to the boss and saying, no, here's where we're going next.
And I know when I'm doing it. I'm going to look at my calendar, because this is really important to me. So I'm turning 60. I'm telling everybody because I'm
love
so
this.
Excited.
You're the youngest, cutest 60 I've ever seen.
I'm so excited to be alive. So I'm turning 60 on May 31st. We're talking here on whatever today is, April 11th. And I'm going back to see my daughter and grandbaby on that week before in May. So that's what I'm
Yay.
trying to look up. And when I leave on that trip is the day that it's going to be. It's May 27th. I'm writing it
Perfect.
down. I'm May 27th.
Girl, I'm writing it down too.
I'm gonna, if I am not joyfully making massive progress, those are the two things that I feel
Yes.
need, because I'm not a person who makes plotting progress. It doesn't work for me. It's,
Right.
I know, I just know it doesn't.
Right.
I am a sprinter,
Yes.
and I have to be like, part of where the dread comes from is when I work on this project, I have to have like four screens and 50 tabs open. I have to process so much in my head. It's ridiculous. And just opening those folders and setting it up is a roadblock to progress. So if I'm like, oh, I'm gonna chip away, like, no, I'm not gonna chip away. If I open all those things, I'm gonna, you know,
I
right?
do. The brain needs to be all the way on and it's not going to go on. I'm not going to turn it on for 7 minutes. Yeah.
No. Or I'm not going to turn it on for a day, a week, or whatever. And it's like,
Right.
no, I'm turning the switch
Yes.
on, and that is what I'm doing. And other things get put down. And so massive,
Joyfully, joyfully
joyful and
major
massive.
massive. Yes.
By May 27th, joyful and massive progress. Then I'm going to write the announcement. Look at me smiling. I'm going to
You're
write the
beaming.
announcement today
Yes.
about that's what's going to happen, and I'm going to have it in on paper.
This makes me so happy. Oh my
I was coming
You're welcome.
I'm usually the expert telling
But
everybody what to
it's
do.
also so nice to have experts demonstrate that we all get stuck. Are you kidding? We all get stuck. You are the master at this stuff. And so to see you stuck is such a gift.
What was so funny was I was on a vacation. My husband and I celebrated our 35th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We went on an amazing trip last week, and we were on a yoga retreat with a group of other people. So we were spending a lot of time with other people as well as together. And of course, everybody wants to write a book, and they hear what I do, and they're talking about all the things. And there was a woman there who was stuck on a project that she had. She was an academic, so she had a sabbatical, and she had to turn in a certain amount of pages by a certain time. And the clock was ticking for her. She was not going to make it. And she was like, "What should I do?" And I just very calmly, gave her some excellent advice, which she then took and used even while we were there. And she
Oh.
thanked me profusely and the whole thing. And meanwhile, I'm like,
If she only knew.
don't listen to me, because I don't know what I'm talking about. So,
No, you absolutely do. You know all the answers. You know all this.
it's really
Oh.
easy to tell other people, but whew,
Thank
wow.
you. Thank you for talking about this with me. I really, really, really appreciate it. I want to get a plug in for you. Where can we find you and everything that you do, please? They're going to want to go to you more now, honestly.
Laughing. I'm like, you want to get certified in memoir after that? What a great endorsement. Maybe you'll get it for free.
Yeah, nobody sign up. Who hears this?
If you see a sign up, don't sign up.
It's not going to be free. Seven is capped at seven.
That's so funny. People should go to bookcoaches.com/ABC, and that's all about book coaching. And there's free FAQ videos on what the heck book coaching is, why you might want to become one, how you get clients, how you make money, all the things. It's a great series of videos just to learn about it. That's where they should go.
And Blueprint for a Memoir or any of the Blueprint books are fantastic. Jenny, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciated every single moment of this.
Thank you for talking about being stuck. It's really awesome.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Ink in Your Veins. You can reach me at my website, rachelharron.com, and you can also support me at patreon.com/Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, where I have all sorts of great stuff for writers for as little as a buck a month. And do sign up for my free writer's email list of encouragement at rachelharron.com/write. Now, get to writing, my friends.